Welcome to another episode of Three Scoops of Brown Sugar. My name is Shittima.
Alana Marie.
And Natasha.
Well, we could intro our guest. That would be nice.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so sorry. Would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
Sure. My name is Winston Ward. I'm a singer, songwriter, and record label owner from the Bronx, New York.
Wow, you real popping out here.
I'm so happy to have somebody else from the Bronx, because...
Right. Listen.
What part of Bronx are you from?
Tremont.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, it was a... It was a little adventure getting over here. I ain't even gonna lie to you, but I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here, though.
The Bronx.
Yeah. Mm. Trust me, we say the same thing about everybody else.
Thank you.
I'm sure.
Well, honestly, we don't. Brooklyn,
kids, Queens, so. Jersey, Long Island, all that. That's all.
I'm saying that's Chittima right there.
I take no offense to anything. Well, glad you're here.
Glad
How do you
to
feel?
Be here.
How's your day?
It's going really good. How's your day been?
Not bad. Can't complain.
Yeah,
I made it. So I guess we can start off with the question of the day.
Yes, please.
Is singing and making music your passion? Is this what you're passionate about?
Yeah. I think, of course, my passion started in music, mm-hmm. but I feel like just being an overall creative is just what I'm passionate about. I enjoy creating things, like seeing things start from zero and just manifesting into whatever it comes out to be. So whether that's singing, developing artists, any of that. But of course, like I said, it was birthed in music. So I'm always going to, you know, have that as a part of me.
What happened to Trey Songz?
Nothing. I just...
He said that this age of, I guess, this generation, mm-hmm. I guess he was trying to imply that we have short attention spans.
Because nobody buys his albums.
So well, it's basically feeling some type of way.
I was writing it. But it's basically because, so you know, Trey Songz had a new, he didn't want to call it an album.
Yeah. No one knew
what
that.
What did he say?
Project. Yeah, no he didn't want to call it an album for some odd
None
reason.
Of us knew that.
And that's what he kept saying, like, this generation has a short attention span. Mm-hmm. They're like one song, think you hot, and next thing you know, they don't listen to your album. Do you feel like it's that way?
For sure. I feel like it's our job as artists to stay relevant in this era of music. Of course, you know, when Trey was coming up, it was way easier for him and people like Chris Brown because they had that machine behind them and, you know, mm-hmm. they didn't have as much. Social media was definitely around, but it wasn't as prevalent as it is now.
Right.
So it's a lot harder for artists to stay relevant. You know, when I feel like when Trey Songz, when his last album came out, you know, it was like people were listening to it for like maybe a day or two.
Right. That was the end
and
of
it was
that.
Just like, yeah, and it was the end. And they were off to someone else like Ty Dolla $ign or something else.
Right.
So. Went back in his time, it was like people were like listening to his albums for like months and months and months. Like, oh, right. Yeah, Trey. So it's like he's kind of like, I guess, dealing with the growing pains of, you know, what things are like now. So,
because he's been like in a pre-social media or I guess the height of social media and mm-hmm. then now.
Well, he always get like the negative part of social media part now. Like, mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel
is,
like maybe he doesn't know how to navigate
like, with
it now.
He always doing something during the tours, nigga always getting arrested.
Trey Songz?
Yeah, you don't remember what he did.
Oh, listen, I miss Trey with the braids. I don't like crying Trey Songz.
Crying Trey, what's the difference?
I mean, that Trigger album was lit.
Trey with the braids, Trey, you know, I just want to make it. You know, I'm struggling. White beater, skinny chested.
Right.
New Trey is humping bitches on stage, which is fine because I've seen some things, but it's just not. I don't want to hear him cry on every album, like in the rain. I'm tired.
He does
in
not.
The rain.
He has some good songs.
He does. I'm just saying, nah, bro. Anytime somebody starts a sentence with "in this day and age" or "in this generation," I'm just like,
yeah.
But it's kind of true. Like, if you really think about it, a lot of people are independent artists. Like, what's that boy's name from the Bronx? The rapper one,
A Boogie, right?
He's independent too.
He's from the Bronx.
And I think it should be independent if you can make that happen. But a lot of people don't have that.
But it's
focus.
Usually over like one hit song, and mm-hmm. you can ride that wave for a long time. Younger May have one hit song, and then
Younger May is actually talented though.
But you don't see her. And I'll be this generation, like knocked her off too. So
yeah, I guess it'd be hard. I think it's a yes and a no. It depends on what you want. If you want longevity as an artist, then that's something different. If you just want to hit your one hits and go home and cash your checks, then that's different. So
right, your motive has to be.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your music transcends between like generations, so like old school and new?
It does, because I've seen him perform, and them old niggas was getting it. But I'm sorry.
Clearly, Natasha has video evidence.
I actually do. I'll put it on Instagram.
Oh man, I low key forgot about that. They were like going crazy. I'm like. Okay.
All right, this is what I'm working with today. Got
I do. Certain music, definitely. I feel like I make a lot of my music for myself. You know, like it's weird. Hmm. Like I make a lot of my music for myself. Like whatever I like,
right.
And I just pray
that
other people like it. You know, and I try to make it relatable. Like so, I try to make my music around themes that. Like I said, are relatable, but also things that are important to me as well. Mm-hmm. So I just hope, like I said, I just hope other people relate to it as well.
Right,
too.
Right.
Do you think R&B died?
No.
Died down?
No.
Died?
No.
Jeez.
First of all, because y'all act like y'all didn't listen to no R&B songs that I did, that
you
was talking about.
You keep bringing up light-skinned niggas. That's just not cool.
Well, then name some right other now. R&B that is out right now. Artists, go ahead. Name
out
five.
Out right now.
Right now.
No. I don't know, but I will tell you.
Everybody.
Okay.
Well, you could go ahead. You, who do you...
I don't... This, see, now I don't know, like, names. I just know faces. There's too many names to know.
To me, there's people who are out, and there's people that I listen to obsessively, like Daniel Caesar and Tierra Whack, and I love Miguel. And so, I can give you five people I'm, like, in love with.
Yep.
I mean, I hear these niggas on the radio, but I don't be looking for them, you know. That's a little different. But nah, no light skin.
Who are your top three R&B artists
ever?
I guess all time. Yeah, sure. Go all time
top three. Oh man,
male or female? It's hard because I don't even have
male and female.
Okay, maybe male one category and then female.
Okay,
one category.
I can do that. Male three, no particular order. We'll say Tank. Chris Brown,
Chris Breezy,
and Music Soul Child.
His first album is a classic.
Music definitely is on my list. Music is definitely on my list.
Yes. I like
it. Chris Brown would like jumps in and out of my list because
He sounds dead. But I'm getting old.
I liked him better. Younger Chris Brown and like middle, like the mid of his career, Chris Brown. Right now, I don't really listen to that much. So music, Chris Brown sometimes. Miguel definitely. Miguel makes some good music.
You're not about that little nigga.
Yeah,
to put him in my
think purpose. That's my list.
That's it.
Have you heard Kaleidoscope Dream? What you mean?
What? No.
I'm honestly not a big fan of Miguel.
I
like his hits, but as far as like album wise, like his albums never touch me.
I can't. Okay, the last album was in, so I can give you that. But Kaleidoscope Dream is a great album.
I like that album.
War and Leisure is the last one, and it was decent. I think Miguel, he doesn't do genre hop, but he does a lot in his albums. It's not always super cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
So his first album was cool.
Yeah, I like his first album. This is my favorite.
Kaleidoscope Dream is my favorite, which I think that one's the most cohesive one. But once Adorn hit and became a hit, like he fucked the album up. It's a long story. The point is, I thoroughly stand for Miguel, but that's because I saw him live, though. I liked him before, and then I saw him live, and it was just an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
So now I follow that little nigga everywhere I can find him. But
kicking niggas in the head and stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out a way how to say
it. Think about it. He's like all of 5'1", like a size 6 shoe. Like, did it hurt?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Stupid. Did she not see the way her neck was jolted and shit? Like, what the fuck? I think she was. She should have sued him. I would have sued the nigga.
Don't do that.
Well, who's your... That was all you had, Miguel, and who?
For my top three men, R&B artists. So this is gonna cross over a little bit. Luther is always number one.
Spotify's
ain't nobody ever topping Luther for me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gonna top Luther.
Nobody,
over
male or female, ever
nobody.
In life. We can merge men and women. Faith is number two because her first album is a classic.
Mm. That was.
Number three. I don't want to give it to Miguel.
Are we only doing
probably
solos?
Music? Yeah, solos. If you're gonna do groups, it's only Jodeci.
Jodeci was lit.
I stand for
Jodeci. But I like Jagged Edge as well.
Yeah. They cool.
I did like Drew Hill. They had some good songs.
They have great albums.
I was jamming a Total the other day. I was like, oh, snap.
Yo, okay, I'm going to do the dance at my wedding.
Man, I was jamming. Lord.
You know.
But, all right. Well, I love Chris Brown, so he's always going to be on my list.
We know.
We're not really naming people that are, like, super popular right now.
But that's what I'm going to say. I mean, the only one I used to love Usher. He was always great. So I grew up with Babyface in the house, and my mother loved that
one.
Oh,
yeah, we can't forget Babyface.
I grew up with Luther Vandross as well, so. But then it's like, I don't know, Prince, he always was lit.
Yeah.
Michael was always lit.
But like, are they R&B? They're pop. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it just is a crossover.
I don't know. That's what I was gonna ask. That, what do you consider really R&B?
I feel like it's a feeling that you have in your music, even if you're singing like rock or pop or anything like that. But if you have like a, like, it's a vibe. Like,
please, baby, please. Yeah, that's what I'm
feeling. Well, maybe not that.
Come back. I was like, okay.
When I think of R&B, like, that's what I think of. The vein in the neck, you know, the head shaking. That's R&B.
In the rain, you know, dancing.
Right. Yeah, do the one. The walls and everything. That's not what all R&B
is. Not all of it. But that's the kind that get me in that space. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I left out Mary, which was fucked up.
Oh, Mary. I was vibing her too the other day. Yo, I was just jamming.
I don't know if she would be. She wouldn't be in top three.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
No, she's not
in
my top three.
Not at all.
I don't. No.
Mary gets me in my feelings.
I don't even know who will be my top three females. So only, like, growing up, I used to love Aaliyah. Like, her style, her vibe.
I wasn't really, like, that big of an Aaliyah fan. I don't know. It's not like everybody who, like, you know, oh, my God, Aaliyah, oh, my God, Aaliyah. I mean, like, I like some of her songs, but I don't know.
People are obsessed, I think, over the vibe, and because she passed young.
Right.
I like Aaliyah's music, but I give that credit to Timbaland and Missy. Because Aaliyah Genuine. Like, that whole sound
right
from
there.
That time is just...
Right. It's but it was different.
Yeah.
I think that's what it really
was. That
shit
still slaps now. Like, still.
Yeah, I think that's...
I feel like a lot of music back then is now, you know...
But people still biting
still
it
popping.
Now.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like the music that's made now is not going to have the same effect.
Oh, 20 years from now? Hell no.
Yeah.
This little
why do you think that is?
I feel like
they just do it for the money. I think
there is a lot of people who just do it
for sure.
Money.
For sure, I also think that there isn't a lot of originality going on. There's a lot of copying. Like, oh well, if this is winning, so let me just hop on this bandwagon as opposed to let me sit in the studio for like 10 hours and try to figure out what my sound is.
Yeah,
you know? They're like, nah, let me just hop on the sound that's already, you know, going.
That's
right
just
now.
So true.
That is true.
A lot of people do sound the same.
They sound like Future.
Right.
Oh, wow. And I was talking
about them dusty niggas.
Who sounds like Future?
Designer when he came out.
I think he's on the spectrum.
Does Designer even speak English, bro?
Is.
I don't even know
but
what
he did
says
sound like Future. Everybody thought that was Future for mad long until he came out and said, no, I'm Designer. I was like, who the fuck is that?
Where is he now?
Nowhere to be found. But again, he did the same thing that you were saying. Like, he jumped on a bandwagon.
I'm not wrong with that.
It's not. I mean, he made quick money, but then
I don't know. I feel like rap is a little different in that artists tend to sound alike and emulate each other, and it's not that big of a deal because it's more lyric based.
But
than
they
it
don't
is
have
how
that.
They sound. Well, we know that because I can't hear what they're saying anyway.
mumble rap,
right? Yeah. But with singing, lyrics tend to me sound this. It's the same idea, but the arrangements are different. The notes are different. The singer's tone is different.
Yeah.
So it could be three songs all singing about, you know, I love my wife, but it'll still sound different to me.
So I got a question real quick. So remember that whole trip thing that was going on with LMA and Jacquees. So. Everybody does remixes, right?
Right.
Did you do a remix to Trip?
I didn't do a remix to Trip, no.
Well, anyway.
How do you feel about it?
That's what I wanted to know.
She's like, okay, that's it. That's all I needed to know.
Well, how did you feel about that thing? Because everybody, I feel like it blew up out of proportion. I don't know if it was LMA who was really mad that his song was getting bigger than her song, or everybody does remixes anyway.
Yeah, I think...
do you think he's a good artist?
Not yet. He still has a lot more to prove. He has albums out, but they're not like
his
solid.
Albums don't be hitting.
King R&B.
Definitely not.
King
that's
R&B.
What he said. Oh, I was about to say that's his new album,
which is just like fucking foolish.
He has one song that's like really, really good.
I don't even.
Which one is that?
Well, two songs. Bed.
Oh, I did like that one.
Bed, and then there's also You.
Mm.
Yeah, those are like
those are the new ones.
Yeah, yeah. But before, all he was doing was covers. So I feel like he needs to put in a lot more work in order for him to say, oh, I'm the king of R&B.
Right. He ain't never gonna be the king of
R&B. Well, we know that. I don't know
why he looks like a ferret.
He's little.
He looks like a ferret.
Who do you guys feel is the king of R&B?
Now? In this, like, 2019?
Just period.
Oh, I think the throne is vacant.
Yeah, I don't think anybody. Who do you think the throne is vacant?
I want everyone to answer first before I answer.
I didn't have anybody in the king position because I don't see anybody as a king. Like, none of them was like, oh yeah, like his album was, all five albums was great. Nah, like none of them niggas out right now. I mean, Usher back in the day, I thought he was hitting it for a minute. Okay. J-Mon back in the day, he could have.
Genuine.
For 2 seconds.
I don't know about the king for Genuine.
But I don't know. You talking about this era?
No, just
like the past 5 years. Yeah,
right now?
Period. Just period.
Ever. I mean, if we go on ever, I'm just. Again, genres are skewed. Like, I'm always going to be a Luther, a Marvin, an Al Green type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And then that line of that kind of singing stops for me with, like, the Jodeci's and the Drew Hills.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you have a couple sprinkled out here and there, like, within the last 10 or 15 years, but ain't nobody sitting there for me.
Mm-hmm. Like, now. I'm going to do now because, like, I feel like the R&B now and the R&B then are two, like, different genres in them,
for sure.
In and of themselves. Yeah. So to kind of, like, bunch them both together and kind of figure out a king from there doesn't really make sense. So I guess I'm going to do now. King.
You ain't got
like Alana anything. Said, I don't know if there's anybody really, like, sitting at the throne. Mm-mm. There's a lot of people, like, walking towards the throne.
Looking around.
They can do it, exactly. But then, like, they end up stepping. It's like, you step down. Get down.
I feel like Chris Brown is actually very talented.
I don't think he's considered no king. I love Chris. Don't get me wrong. I do love him. He's a great performer. His vocals sometimes are not.
He's a great performer.
Are you okay? You be listening to the same Chris
She's
Brown.
Right.
I know, but I agree. You as a singer, do you think Chris Brown's vocals are really, like, he never does a, you know, I can't do that. But you know, the, he don't never have that.
Well, I don't know what
if
that
you
means.
If really listen to all his songs, he never, ever,
do you,
never
are you trying to say that he doesn't have a range?
Nope. Like,
I think that's what she's saying.
But everybody, but you don't have to hit a high note to have a good voice.
Yeah,
you know?
If you
have to play off of your range and what you can do.
Who's your possible?
I forgot his name.
What the
That's
fuck?
Awkward.
My internet is down.
Is this your king?
He's not there yet because he's trapped under fucking Drake in OVO.
Oh, Weekend?
The lead singer of Division.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Is bitch.
I don't know.
I'll drop
you
some
always
links.
Bring this Division people up. I'm just saying, you do.
He's vocally, if you hear him sing, no backing, no nothing. He has a good possibility to.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely needs a lot more proof, though. Like you said, I think he said,
yeah.
You know, once he gets up under Drake, well, gets from under Drake.
Yeah, off his nut set.
I'm sticking with Chris Brown.
Chris Brown is.
Chris Brown?
I actually disagree with you. I feel like he is one of the better singers. One of the better. How would you call it? One of the better. Entertainer singers. Mm-hmm.
He is.
Yeah. I never said he wasn't an entertainer. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like there's two types of singers. There's like singers that like falls under like Music Soul Child, Tank, people like Jasmine Sullivan.
Right.
Jasmine. Oh my God.
People like that, like they're like singers.
Yeah,
they don't
see Chris as that.
No, definitely not. But people who are like entertainers who can actually
then
sing.
Yeah, he's definitely that.
I feel like he is the one who kind of like bridges the gap.
But he don't definitely hit them Whitney notes.
Oh, of course.
I
thought you were gonna go to a Chris show and have a great time.
I always go to his shows and have a bomb. I know
sing.
That.
Yeah.
I've never taken that away from Chris. Yeah. I love him to death. He's a great entertainer.
But I feel like
I
don't see
that's the year.
I feel like people really underestimate the type of talent that he has because he really be dancing and flipping and doing all those things. And to actually hit notes and to sing the way he does while he's doing all that stuff. That's
I ain't taking that. I would never take that from Chris, but okay. I guess
saying,
we can
I'm,
do
maybe
that.
I'll just be looking at it a different way because I don't know. I like singing and do all that stuff and whatnot. But Chris, maybe I'm biased too because I loved him. But I think he's there. He's earned that right.
Yeah, I agree.
And also he has the longevity.
You know, he started many, many moons ago.
Right.
And, you know, he's still putting out music now that's like charting,
right.
You know? So
yeah.
The only person
He said Chris, didn't you say Chris?
You agree? Chris. Yeah. That's interesting.
Right.
That's what I was saying. The only person who kind of in R&B who kind of stood his test of time or actually kind of surpassed his longevity is actually R. Kelly, but we're not really going to speak about him today.
Boy. You know what?
Can I say one thing about R. Kelly? Please.
One thing, and then we can definitely
completely honest, I do think he is the king, though. R. Kelly.
His music, I know what he did as Robert, but him as R. Kelly, he really did great music. And I don't want to keep taking that from him.
For sure.
Like, everybody always want to take away
who takes that from him?
A lot of people.
A lot of people do.
They take it away from him? Ever since that, yes.
Yeah. They do not acknowledge, we're not listening to him. Why? I mean, I know he does have good music. So I can't listen to none of his music or the songs that he did write for.
Wait, you know how many artists he wrote for?
So
you can definitely listen to his music if you want to.
I personally,
I know that there's certain songs that he sang because he was fucking a 14-year-old, and I'm not gonna. It's a different meaning to me.
Yeah.
Not to say that he wasn't great, because I be still, you know, I be catching myself. I'm like, damn it, damn you, R. Kelly. So I can agree with that too, but I'm not sitting here listening to.
I listen to the nigga every day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right. I don't know. I mean, he does have some good hits. He's a fucking genius.
Right.
He's a genius.
There's genius level.
There's no way you're gonna argue that.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a fucked up individual.
Yeah, he is fucked up as Robert.
He's fucked up as R. Kelly because he did not show up.
No, nobody's McDonald's and nobody's high school talking about my name is Robert. No, he said his name is R. Kelly. I highly doubt that.
That's what he probably snatched from the girls from McDonald's. Shit, he should have came and got me, but I was McDonald's.
I wish you'd go with me to McDonald's.
Fuck, boy, he could have came to me.
Oh,
I would be like, hey, Robert.
In Chicago, McDonald's. What? Have you been to Chicago? No, you don't go to McDonald's in Chicago. Okay, anyway.
Why, they got rats in it or some shit?
No, it's a better place to eat.
Oh.
Ted. Right, talk about who's your female?
Female top three. Beyonce, Jasmine Sullivan, and her.
Jasmine Sullivan,
Beyonce.
She doesn't get a lot
of
credit.
That's very considerate.
Who's my three?
Jasmine Sullivan. I don't know if it's the weight thing or...
No, she doesn't have like a huge pop hit. She's not a pop star, but I think she makes good music.
Yeah, she makes good music. I think it's a combination between like her timing and the marketing as well.
I think marketing more so than timing.
Because they don't market a lot of people that be having some good shit.
Because if you listen to her albums and listen to her music, like, first of all, every song can be like stand on its own.
Mm-hmm. She got a good voice.
Her voice is very unique, mm-hmm. and her range and ability to switch it up is good. I'm kind of infatuated with her. So
yeah, I always like Jasmine.
That's a little goddess. And I'm part of the Beehive, so I definitely 100% go with that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who my third person is. I don't really. I haven't listened to her enough to
her
like.
Kind of good though. Like she's growing on me.
Wonderful live.
I didn't hear her live. Her voice is. It's pretty amazing.
I just need a little bit more from her. I really didn't listen to her first album because the nigga I was dating was in love with her and he was crying all the time. So I didn't really want to get into it.
What?
It was a lot.
That was a lot.
It was a lot.
I happened to see her live and it was a great show. So now I need to get into her music. And I ain't got to worry about niggas crying.
Lord, so crazy.
That's a lot.
Just saying.
Yeah, kind of loaded. Okay.
That's a lot.
What about you?
Honestly, I don't have a top three female.
Do you like any of them?
Beyonce's cool. She a great entertainer. I don't bump to her every day. Like,
I feel the same way.
My heart.
I feel the same way.
Now, we're talking in general, right? Okay, so yeah, let's go back to my 90s. I forgot we were talking in general. So,
I was like, damn, nobody? Sheesh.
You got nothing? You know, Aaliyah's still going to be on my list. Like, I really wanted to be here when I was growing up at one point. Mm-hmm. Faith was cool.
Nice.
But I'm an old school because my mama old. So we listened to Phyllis Hyman growing up.
Nice,
yes.
Nice.
She didn't really play too many females because she wasn't on that level. who else would be on my list? Are we doing groups too or no?
I told you
I was really rocking with Total the other day. I swore I was in that.
I cannot deal with you.
You find yourself.
But yeah, I don't really have too
groups.
Many females. Aaliyah and I'll say Phyllis
Top
Hyman,
three. They're all old. Faith. Toni Braxton. Toni! And probably Mariah.
Oh, I keep forgetting about Mariah. Mariah was dope. But the thing with Mariah is, people talk about her now.
Her shit is shaky. You know what I mean?
So you talking about now Mariah or old Mariah?
I'm talking curly hair. We don't know who that is. 90s. Vision of Love.
Okay.
That Mariah.
I didn't really like her. Like, she
was but even then, work. I'm throwing her in there as like a maybe three.
I liked her singles. She had a voice.
She does. I'm thinking you're about shaking albums. Your head.
You don't like Mariah at all.
For me, it's about albums. Who album can I put on and that shit? Like the
just
Boomerang.
Play the whole album.
The Boomerang soundtrack is for Toni. Faith's first album is flawless. Love Don't Live Here Anymore is like the only remake of a song that's better than the original to me. Like, you cannot talk to Faith. Mm-hmm. And then the third person, it's hard to pick. So I put Mariah in there.
Mariah was cool.
Okay.
Why don't you like Mariah?
I don't know. She, I feel like she's
I mean, like, been shaking his head the whole
just
time.
Mariah, period. I don't know.
Is it because she's bougie now?
No, it's not even that.
I feel like she was always bougie. I don't know.
Like, Mariah and Mary J, they kind of like fit in the same category for different reasons. Hmm. But I just don't, I don't really vibe to them. Like, I can tell you why for Mary. I don't really have a reason for Mariah. But Mary, I feel like I get tired of hearing her music because she talks about the same thing over and over.
She kind
of
like, does.
Heartbreak. She does. And, you know, men ain't shit. She, like, all of this, like.
That's
and
it's how she like, got far, though. I think that's why she does it.
I completely understand that. But, I mean, after a while, you know, when are you going to learn from your mistakes?
Right. We're trying to see growth. Right.
Well, remember when she was in love, when she got married.
Don't do that.
That album didn't really, that. It didn't go far.
I know that.
It didn't. So it's like she tried to do the love thing, and it was just like, girl.
Yeah,
I feel like she has that voice for like talking shit about guys.
Yeah, it's like she gotta be the broken hearted one. Cause then it's like, yup, cause I'm not gonna cry. You know, you gotta ready go burn the car and shit. So
her favorite In Love song to me is her duet with What's His Face. I don't know. Anything.
You never do names. Who's that?
You know, who's her man's from JC?
Casey.
Casey.
Yeah.
Casey.
Wait, is this back in the 90s when they was on drugs together?
You never heard I Don't Want to Do Anything? You gotta see them perform that live. They was cracked the fuck out.
But this is why. That's what I'm saying. Is this when they was on drugs together?
They were definitely on drugs
together. We know. We can't do that
song
then.
But that duet though. When I'm in my feelings though.
They was on drugs.
Who cares?
I mean, like, a lot of people make, like,
decent
music.
Come on.
What they got to do with the feeling in that
Casey
song?
Casey probably can't hit them notes no more. You know he was on drugs.
Talking about then.
Oh, okay.
When he was leaning all leather in the desert. Like,
oh, yeah, I forgot. I don't know why he had that drugs? Shit. It was hot as fuck.
Like, can you imagine hitting a pipe? They going in the desert in all leather. And
they were sweating shit.
Telling them the same.
They could have died on that stage.
That's a lot.
They could have died.
They probably did.
So let's talk about your music.
Yeah.
Do you have an album coming out soon or
some
singles?
I do.
We heard some things.
I have a single that is coming out on March 22nd. That is called Control, and I have an album coming out. I'm not going to give you the date on that one. But,
it's okay, we're not that cool.
That project is called Creative.
I like that.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to just releasing a lot more music.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a lot of music just like sitting on my computer just like, collecting dust, you know, so I write for a lot of other mm-hmm. artists as well too. So that's kind of how I, you know, I'm living vicariously through
right,
them,
right.
Like with me writing music for them and then releasing it.
Right.
But I feel like it's my time. Yeah. So,
did you like grow up with music in your childhood? Did you sing in
Who's
church?
Your influence?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I started like the typical R&B singer in the church. You know, singing. You know, every Sunday and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So. It kind of like started there. I don't remember how old it was, but I know that I started taking singing seriously mm-hmm. once I got to high school. Once I realized, like, oh, like girls like guys that can sing.
So, oh, they're about to sing.
Right.
That's the prime age. Those kids be going
like,
oh,
I can
quick.
Go somewhere with this.
Right,
got
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Got them drugs.
Wasn't that pretty with you in the hallway,
right,
and
right.
You know it.
Right. So that's kind of like how it started for me. Like I saw like, oh wow, like girls like this. So let me keep doing it. And I eventually just keep getting better and better and better. Mm-hmm. So that's what that was about.
Did you go to like an arts focused school, or did you kind of just like do the normal kid stuff, and then singing was always kind of like in the background?
Yeah, it was in the background. I didn't really even know they had like specialized school until like I was like a junior, and I'm like, it's too late to transfer. Yeah, I wish I would have went though, but Hmm. Either way, it's all good.
Were you ever in a group?
Yeah, I was in like, oh, man. I was in so many different R&B groups. So many, so many, so many, so many.
So why you became a solo artist? It just never worked out? Or did you have like one person you was going to do a duo with? Or whatever it's called, duet, duo, whatever.
I mean,
I think that I'm like a natural born leader. And some people don't really mesh well like with like working together with leaders. So I never really had a problem with being in the group because I understand, you know, the dynamics of it, but other people, they like to, you know, argue and stuff like that. So
a Beyonce.
You said he's a Beyonce?
No, Natasha one though.
Or a Matthew maybe.
Who's a Matt? Who? What?
Matthew knows.
You was a fool.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay.
Listen. So I guess how did you like start building a following? Or like I guess maybe how did you start like taking it seriously?
Well, as I said, in high school, that's when I first started singing. Mm-hmm. And through my church, it was weird, but through my church, we got to go, me and I was in an R&B group at the time. We got to perform at different colleges around the United States.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
through
nice.
Like a it was like a youth mentorship program.
Right.
And we pretty much went to like a lot of different colleges and was singing like all over. So with that, like we kind of like got like a lot of people like to like listen to us
right.
and stuff like that. So I kind of took that momentum and then just kept building on that and just kept, you know, singing all around and stuff like that.
Right. So you got an opportunity to network like at a young age.
Yeah. I wish I would have known like what to really do with it.
Right.
Cause it was just like, I was just there just singing like, oh, okay, yeah, nice to meet you too. Like,
right.
Like, nice to meet you. Like, what's your email?
Right.
Like,
what's your card?
Yeah. What's your MySpace?
Right.
MySpace. Remember that.
Yeah, so.
That's kind of dope. So your church kind of had, like, a lot of support in terms of, like, cultivating that following, cultivating that platform for you.
As long as we did what we had to do for the church, you know.
Because
once we started like staring away,
they shut
all of it down.
That's hilarious. Was it only gospel songs you could sing?
No. We could sing R&B songs as well too. However, we had to make sure that when it was time to sing gospel songs, we sung them. You know, we were in the choir. We had to lead all the choir songs and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And like I said, whenever that stopped, everything else stopped. So
right. Were you the lead of your R&B group?
How many members you had?
Huh?
How many members?
This is like Behind the Music.
Right.
Behind the Music, yes. So I was in two major R&B groups.
Okay.
So I'll talk about those two. The one that was with the church, there was only three of us. When I was that young, I was not the leader because like my vocals like weren't really there yet.
Right.
And I didn't really know. I was the youngest as well too.
Okay.
So I was just like feeling everything out. Even though, like, when I would go and perform places, like, people would, like, low-key tell me, like, yo, you're the best one. I'm like, I never understood it because I looked up to the other guys so much, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, but in the second R&B group that I was in, I was the oldest one, and obviously I had the most talent, and I was the one who wrote all the songs and stuff like that. So, I felt like the second one, I was definitely the leader in, but I wasn't, like, the lead singer. Because I wanted everyone to shine.
Right.
You know?
That's nice.
So, like, based on, like, R&B groups now and in the past, what group do you think you resembled most during your times in those groups?
Oh, man. We were definitely... we were definitely, like, a...
Drew Hill. Jagged Edge.
I wouldn't say... Definitely like a Jagged Edge.
Okay.
The reason why I say Jagged Edge is because every one of the members can sing.
Right.
Like in all of the groups that you mentioned besides Boyz II Men, but Boyz II Men, all of them can like really, really sing.
Right. Yeah.
And we like in both of the groups, all of us, we weren't there yet. You know, some of us, but Jagged Edge, all of them can definitely sing and they were decent, so definitely Jagged
fun.
Edge.
Having everybody, like, having a group that can sing, you can do so much with that. As opposed to, like, trying to play off of people's limitations.
Right,
and, like, you don't want to do too much because you don't want to let the other people be like, okay, you guys not letting me shine. Like, can I get two notes in here or something?
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, and then it's time for you to go. You're done. Right. let me see. Did you ever consider auditioning for like American Idol and things of that nature?
I have. I auditioned for American Idol. I got past the blind auditions. The same thing with The Voice as well too. Mm-hmm. But I never actually got to the main stage.
Right. Let's say right.
That. I don't know. They just say you're not really what we're looking for. But for The Voice, yeah. And I'm like, for The Voice, it's supposed to be The Voice,
not right? The like issue. The voice that right. I used to sing. No,
so okay. I was just like, okay. But after I got rejected twice, I was just like, yeah, these things aren't really for me.
Right. Is that when you started your own record label?
No. I had started my record label pretty much after I started going to like a lot of different studios, and I realized that the studios didn't really have my best interest in at heart. You know, they really just wanted the money. They knew that I was just there. They pretty much just saw me for my financial benefit. Like, they weren't there to, like, help me.
Yeah.
So, pretty much, I just invested in myself. I brought all the materials I needed for my recording studio, and then I started, you know, working for myself.
Right.
And then other artists started coming to me like, hey, can you help me do that? And then I realized, like, hey, I have knowledge. I have experience. I also have a recording studio. Why not start that's a label?
Dope. So that's dope. What's your label called?
It's called Sounds of Music University.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think you would like, tag that in like one of your locations in your post. I'm like, where is this place?
Yeah.
So it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for like aspiring artists, like serious aspiring artists?
I think the key factor for all aspiring artists is to believe in yourself more than anyone else. The reason why I say that is because this particular profession, it requires a lot of faith. Not even to be like spiritual or anything like that, but you have to have faith in yourself. You have to believe it more than anyone else, because no one else is going to believe it. Like, not even your parents, spouses, like people really aren't going to believe it as much as you. So you have to have overconfidence in it, you know. So that's pretty much it, just believe in yourself more than everyone else.
Do you feel like well, I guess I can ask first, what is the music industry like?
It is very, it's kind of like two-faced, and it can be very straightforward, like it's either you got it or you don't got it,
right?
And it can also be like, a lot of it is, oh yeah, we're definitely going to work together, and then when you really like follow up, but it usually doesn't happen because you don't got it. You know, so you usually, if someone says, hey, I want to work with you, and it doesn't happen, it's either because you don't got it or they don't got it. It's either one of those two.
Right.
So that's the reason why I say it's pretty straightforward. It's either you got it or you don't.
Do you feel like for young artists, it'll kind of be like discouraging kind of starting off in that type of business? Because I feel like the music industry is very opinionated, and you might not necessarily be bad or not good. People just don't want your particular sound. So I guess what kind of advice would you have for the person who's like trying and people are just saying like, no, I'm not feeling you like that. I feel like they could take your route and start their own, you know, label.
Yeah, I think.
And then kind of go with their, you know, best interests at heart.
Right. And it's back to the first point. Just have more faith than anyone else in yourself. And you're going to keep growing because you have that faith.
But a lot of people nowadays have that, are in an independent
label situation.
Right.
So do you think that's a better route that you did, or did you want to be...
I mean, I think there are definitely a lot of benefits to being signed to a record label. I mean, at the end of the day, they are a machine. They can put you in places where you can't get to by yourself. Mm-hmm. However, that you taking that deal comes with a lot of other like repercussions as well, too. Pretty much like you don't own your music.
Right.
You're not going to get paid, you know, as much money as you would if you went the independent route. So it's a lot of things that you have to kind of decide, you know, do I want to... do I want to take this deal and lose out on a lot of my creative freedom, or do I want to just be totally independent and, you know, travel down the hard road of trying to get exposure for myself?
Well, I'd rather be independent.
Of course.
It works better anyway.
Of course.
Did you choose your single?
Oh, man.
Yeah. How's that process? It's like, because you like all your songs, yeah, and it's just like all,
which child do I choose right, today? Right.
You're the favorite.
Do you
let's
spin
go.
A wheel?
No. I think...
that one.
I don't know. To be honest, I really don't know how I chose Control.
Do other people have input?
Yeah. I don't know how... I mean, obviously, I have the final say, but... Oh. I don't know how I came up with that with Control, but it's just a feeling like this is the one I'm going to lead with. But I was having a conversation today with one of my friends, and I was telling him, like, even though Control is going to be the first single, I don't think it's going to be the best song on the album. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Interesting.
But I feel like that happens all the time, though.
Yeah,
like, I think the first the first single is usually not the best song.
That is kind of true.
I mean, because, you don't want to lead with your best. Right, right. What's the follow up? Like, what the heck? It's like, you gave me this? What is this? So, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you pick it in terms of, like, what would be, I guess, more catchy or what would appeal to the masses?
I think that might have been it as well, too. Because at the performance that Natasha was at, I sang this song, Control. And when people were singing it as well, I was like, people like this. I was like, you know what? Okay, this one might be it. That was, I was already going to go with that song first, but that was more so like the confirmation as well, too. So,
Yeah, Control is popping.
Thank you. Definitely a good song.
Is it a bop?
Yeah, it's
I
a bop.
It's a, I mean, yeah, I hate it too. Cause
I've never used that term.
It makes me think of bopper.
Never used that term in my life. But
if you ever been
is,
to the Bay, you don't
it is a bopper.
Yeah, I do like it. I do like it. I do like the other. I mean, we can't really talk about that because the album's not out. But the other songs that you sent to, I like that one.
We here for it.
Nice.
They were good.
I want you.
I want you.
That, I like that one. That give me that old school
Hurricane. I like that one. That one's
you know, like, I can't wait.
So I'm looking forward to this. I really, I do like your sound. I really like it. It's different.
It is.
Because I've never really heard it before.
Yeah,
you know,
thank you.
Some people try to emulate other people and then do it too much. Where it's like, okay, are you you or are you somebody
else?
You know, like, don't really know what's going on here. But you have a unique sound. And all three of those songs are different.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the real reason why I'm calling the project creative, because as you'll hear the other songs on it, it's just like there's maybe one or two songs that sound similar, but as far as like the whole project in like its totality, like everything is different.
Right.
So
I liked it. I liked it a lot. So I'm looking forward to that. So let us know when that drops.
Yes.
But
yes.
We'll be there for the single, definitely.
Yes.
So do you feel like Black Love is what it used to be?
What is this family feud? Good answer.
I think you did, and then I kind of reworded it.
Yeah,
so.
I know, but I wrote that shit down. Give me my props, bitch.
Yeah, she gives me the skeleton, and I go ahead.
Exactly. She did it.
Black Love. I think Black Love is definitely not what it used to be, but I feel like as of recently, from the things that I've been seeing, I feel like it's making a
comeback.
Like a comeback. So, yeah, I mean, I'm here for it. I mean, obviously, I'm married, and I'm married to a Black woman, so.
I was going to ask that, because I'm like, dang, I just assumed that his wife was Black. His wife was white.
Is it because he can sing?
I just thought about that, too. Like, shit, how would he say
he's
like,
that white? That would have been so white, interesting. Like,
open the door.
Awkward. It would have been creepy up in here.
Like, that is something like, damn.
Would have been like,
that one up.
How you say it? Well, from the outside looking in.
Me being a Black person.
I can't.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Although I can't relate.
when did you get married?
I got married a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Congrats.
Like, it's really working right. Loving it.
I'm looking forward to enjoying all the newlywed stuff until we like 10 years in. I'm like, that's a good idea.
Well, how long do you think the newlywed stuff lasts for?
I think for like at least 5 years. At least.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long have you known your wife?
Oh, forever. Like high school.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, like throwback.
Yeah.
How did you know? Did you always know she was the one? Or
No. We went through a lot of I wouldn't say rough times, but we went through some trying times. Mm-hmm. You know, she went away to college. I stayed here and went to college here. And, you know, that, you know, long distance thing can really, like, put, put a strain on a lot of
I got some states I can't go to.
That's a little awkward. I don't know why I shared that information. It's cool.
I was just agreeing.
We know how time is.
Another one we have to put a pin in.
Right.
Put a pin in that one.
Don't start.
We'll come back later. Right, we visit this later.
Right. But as I got older and as we grew together, I started seeing, you know, like, okay, yeah, she's definitely the one.
So. Did you feel pressure into proposing, like, age wise? Like, oh, you know, I'm a nigga getting old.
Do men even think that?
No.
I don't think men feel like they get old. I feel like it's more women.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Oh, okay,
for sure.
Never mind.
Because they got to pop out babies if they want to pop out babies.
You're right.
For sure. Okay, she definitely gave me an ultimatum, and like, I had to kind of explain to her, like, this is not on your time. You know, this is.
I hear women do that. Is that like a turn off for guys?
I feel like if a man is a little insecure in, like, what he is, then it could be a turnoff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you explain yourself, if you understand, like, listen, there are certain things that I need to do before we can get married, then if you can explain yourself,
right,
then it shouldn't be a turnoff.
Okay.
I feel like communication goes a long way.
For sure.
In terms those things, definitely.
For sure. And I feel like that's one thing that I was blessed with, just being like a creative, just the ability to express myself and just know how I'm feeling in the moment and just being able to, like, you know, express that.
Right.
You know, so.
Do you have any of your love songs for her?
Yes, I do.
You say her name?
Can I say? Oh, not in the songs, no.
No? No. That's whack. No.
Alana wants her name in the whole song. Every stanza.
Alana. Right. I mean, you know, in the beginning.
A songs Marie. For Alana.
Something. You know?
I can't. So, put my name as an aside, I can't stand you. Someone said to me a long time ago, I'm not going to tell you that story because y'all keep looking at me funny.
But amen.
I've met him like 8 times. But anyway, this guy said to me that I was dating, he's like, a man is. He proposes when he's ready to be a husband, but a woman wants to be married because she wants to be a wife.
For sure. For sure.
And I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
For sure.
It made a lot of sense. And I'm like, no wonder you're 45 asking a 24-year-old to marry you.
So you think women marry anybody?
No, I'm joking. No, I'm not saying women marry anybody. I'm saying women aspire to marriage and to be a wife or to be a mother, so on and so forth. Right. And men are like, am I at the stage now where I can do these things that I think a husband should do?
Right.
I feel like a lot of men don't even work to get to that point either. Do you feel like younger, like, men of the younger generation are afraid of marriage or, like, afraid of the commitment?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're afraid of it. I just don't think that they're thinking about it. Like, it's not really on their, you know, mental. I don't think they can even, like, fathom that sometimes, like, because it can be a lot. Like, just the idea of just marrying just one person and being with that one person forever. Right. And also, no. And here's
faithful.
Here's the other thing. Yeah, faithful. Faithful. So.
Yeah, faithful forever, nigga.
Yeah, faithful forever. Yeah, that's the. that's the thing that I don't think a lot of, like, younger men can fathom. I feel
niggas
like.
Niggas ain't ready to be faithful.
Damn it, Lana. He's
clearly three. I know.
But I just have to say it again. For the niggas in the back.
Thank you. Made it clear.
Did I hit a nerve?
Clearly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that as long as you're upfront about that.
For sure.
Unless you gotta open.
Like, you gotta meet people where they are.
Right.
So, if you wanna be out here slinging dick, that's cool.
I mean, like, yeah, you could be friends. Like, married. Stuff.
No. Of course not. No. You could be Instagram friends.
What? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You still giving up the pussy?
What? We're Instagram friends. Oh. Like, my pictures and go.
They don't want that.
Who's they?
Niggas.
She was what I was saying.
Anyway, next question. Okay. So,
I'm gonna put a pin in that.
Damn, right.
Thank you. She's my got a pen.
Go ahead. I'm just reading whatever you. Okay. do you think having a friendship with your potential spouse or current spouse is important for a successful marriage?
Oh, of course. You guys are going to be spending a whole lot of time together, so it would help. if you, one, knew that person, and then right. two, liked that person. Right, you know what right. I mean? So
right.
I definitely think a friendship is definitely important. It doesn't have to start out as friends, but
right.
And you guys don't have to be best friends, but I do feel like you guys have to have some type of, you know, friendship, a strong friendship mm-hmm. in order for things to really, really work.
Do you feel like your spouse and you have to have, like, common interests to be compatible?
I don't think so.
Oh, yes?
I'm not married. Go ahead.
I know that, I mean, the question's for everybody, really.
I feel like there are certain things that you do have to have in common, but I feel like the things that you don't share in common are the things that are going to, like, keep mm-hmm. it interesting. Yeah.
Right.
You know? So, like, my wife, she dances, and I can't... I can two-step, but...
Right, I'm not like, go ahead. I'm not you like, can two-step. Right. You better bring
I can
your
keep
ass.
Rhythm. I can keep rhythm.
Important.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, her... The way she sees things or, like, thinks about things is different from the way I think, mm-hmm. think of things. So, mm-hmm. Just even in that aspect, just alone, like, it's something that's different that I appreciate, right. you know? So,
but it's kind of, like, in the same realm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To give you another example, my wife, she's very good in science and math, and I don't even think like yeah. that. I'm very creative. You know, I loved English in school. Like, I loved writing papers. She hated it. Like, she was very binary. Like, you know, one plus one is two. Like, and that was her thing. So she thinks even differently from than I do. So that's just another one of the differences that I appreciate as well.
I definitely agree with that. That's basically my life right now. Like, my boyfriend's into, like, political science and politics and all that good stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm into health and science and math and all that stuff. So we're on two different spectrums, but we do have common interests in terms of, like, external things. So, you know, I learn from him, he learns from me, but then we can also come together in, like, music, for example. We mm-hmm. both like music. We may like different music, but we can always find a common ground, you know, like mm-hmm. gospel or R&B mm-hmm. stuff like that.
It's like a Venn diagram of love.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
But it's cool to understand a person in that way, to understand their differences, but not to make it seem as though those differences will not make you compatible.
Right.
Anything else? People miss looking at your purse.
Oh,
I'm dead. What do you think the causes are for failures in young marriages? Like, why do you think some young marriages fail?
Communication. They're not. Well, I mean that.
I feel like communication plays into that.
For sure. Yeah. Communication definitely plays into that. I feel like if everyone is extremely, like, brutally honest, and that is very tough for some people. If you're brutally honest about the things that you want and the things that you feel like you deserve, mm-hmm. There's no real, like, gray area. You know what I mean? It's either you are willing to do it or you're not willing to do it. You're willing to compromise or you're not willing to compromise.
That's right.
So, and another thing as well, too, that I recently got, well, not recently, but, like, let's say within the past 5 years, something that was brought to my attention was the five love languages. I'm not sure if you guys have heard
that's
of
fun.
That.
I've taken that quiz. It's definitely helpful. You should take it. Go take the quiz.
Nah, you got to take it. It shows you what type of lover you are.
Yeah.
Or
and
not
what type
even,
of love yeah, you yeah, like
yeah,
to receive.
Yeah, the mm. type of love you like to receive as well, too. So, if you let me think.
She's like, nah, nigga, nah. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's a fun thing to delve into, though.
There's things like, do you like affection? Do you like words of affirmation? Do you like
acts of service?
Yeah,
physical touch. Okay, the tree nigga tried to do that shit, and I was like, nigga, ain't nobody talking to you. You got a girlfriend. Fuck out of here. But my bad. Go ahead.
Pin.
We're even.
Yes.
No, bitch. That's
God.
My first one.
No,
that's
the second one.
Thank you.
You can be on my side. That's my first one, bitch. Are you
lying? Oh, man.
On camera.
Thank you.
Proof. Anyways, anybody else got any other questions?
I can't even deal. So, since you're newlyweds, right, mm-hmm. I guess I haven't been through too much. Bad shit.
What the
Hello?
Fuck?
Like, negative shit. Like, things to work out.
Well, ask.
Oh, no.
They knew you. Okay, said a so year and a half. Like 45 years.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So, you know how, like, back in it, well, I don't know. But anyway, so back in the day, let me just assume.
Okay.
Like, people always seem to have, like, people be married for like 50, 60 years, mm-hmm. and it's like everybody goes through shit, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you overcome that? Do you think you, if y'all do go through any, whatever the word is, mm-hmm. do you think you would be able to overcome anything negative?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely have our little issues. Being an R&B artist that, you know, goes and performs on different stages, it's a...
People throw panties.
Bitches! People throw
panties. With the numbers in it.
Ooh, I never done that before. With Sharpie or, like, with paper?
Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
But, yeah, they're not... Well, definitely including that, but there are a lot of other, like, problems that we have. And I feel like the main thing that is, how would you say it? It's kind of cliche, but I feel like time heals all, you know? Mm. Like, we can have an argument, and I feel like, you know, I don't really like to argue. I'm not really, like, a big arguer, so yeah. I just like to just give her space. Like, mm-hmm. okay.
You're smart.
You
know,
you angry? All right, let's... I'm going to give you some space. When you're ready to talk about it, then we can talk. Because we're not going to talk when we're angry, because right. it's not a real worse. Conversation, yeah. right, you know?
It's just feelings.
Exactly. So, I feel like that... has really helped me, and I feel like it can definitely help a lot of people who are like in relationships. Just give each other like time and a little space to kind of really gather your thoughts and really think about what's the real like issue, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and then, you know, bring that up, and then we can come to a compromise.
Right, I like figure that. It out. Well, thank you for coming by.
No problem.
Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you guys for the conversation. I loved it.
Child, you want to shout crazy. Out your social media and dates and stuff like that?
Yes. You can follow me on, well, once again, my name is Winston Ward. You can follow me on Instagram at the R&B student, TheRNBStudent. You can also check out my website, my company website, which is theuniversity.com. You can also check out my personal website, which is winstonwardmusic.com. I do have a single that's coming out on Friday, March 22nd.
Ow.
It's called Control. So that's going to be on all digital streaming platforms. So be sure to check that out. And
get you some.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Get you some. Get you some?
What she
you,
said.
You be fucking up the job, yo.
Damn.
Get anyways. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Three Scoops of Brown Sugar. My name is Shinema.
A. Marie.
And Natasha. And
Winston Ward.
Follow us on Law 3 Scoops on Instagram. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See you. So I thought I needed it.